Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. Today is Tuesday, July 14th. And first thing on the show today, the Chattanooga Folk School has a new executive director. Like the other directors before her, Laura Walker is a musician. But unlike her predecessors, she has had experience in organizing and running a business. It's those skills, along with her natural affinity for people, that she hopes will enable her to revive the flagging fortunes of the Chattanooga Folk School. She's speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham.
This is Laura Walker singing with the Dismembered Tennesseans. This is probably how you know Laura Walker, as she's been with the group for a couple of decades now. But these days, Laura is developing a new public identity as the director of the Chattanooga Folk School. Originally conceived by Christy Burns and Matt Evans in the back of a music store in Red Bank in 2009, since then the folk school has had a somewhat bumpy road. The biggest challenge, perhaps, from the outset was finding a suitable location. That remains a challenge. Their current location in the Four Squares Mall on Mountain Creek Road was a godsend when they found it a couple of years ago, but now they're looking for a more central location, and Laura Walker has plans for expanding not only the building, but also the curriculum.
Last year, when they had a change in directorship, I heard that it was going to be happening, and I expressed an interest at that time, but it just didn't work out. They already had their new director in place, and he was running with it by the time all that got pushed around, and that was fine. But when it came back around, and that director is ready to move on, they thought of me, since I had expressed a desire last year. They called me and asked me if I would be interested, and of course, initially, I mean, inside I was going, yes, yes, yes. But on the outside, I went, well, let me think about it for a couple of days. And I went home and tried to think of what I could bring. You know, what can you do, Laura, for this? And I just tried to think about things that I had seen happen in the past that I thought was wonderful. New ideas that I might have to bring something new to the table for the folk school. But I could see, when I thought about it, that, yes, there's something that I can do here. I think I can make a positive effect. And so I said I would do it. I started actually about the middle of April, sitting on the board meetings and kind of finding out what was going on. And it's taken me a few weeks to get my legs going, but I think we've got some good momentum. Things are really starting to happen.
So to put things in some kind of order, you need to find a space that is conducive to what you want to do, which would be a pretty big space if you do all the things you'd like to do.
Yes, probably somewhere 2,400, 2,500 in indoor square footage and some outdoor square footage too. In a perfect world, we'd like to be able to host outdoor small venue concerts. Part of what I'd like to do to bring new interest to the folk school, and it falls well under our umbrella. I want to introduce some folk arts. You know, basket weaving, jewelry making, quilting, Appalachian skills, mountain skills, whatever you want to call it. There's a big interest in people that are wanting to learn how to do those things, and there's not a lot of places you can go learn that real easily. I mean, if you're not into internet learning, if you want to learn hands-on, and sometimes it's hard to find those teachers, and we can provide that for you. We've got a lot of good plans that haven't really fleshed all those out entirely, but we've got some good avenues to explore on maybe some partnerships that'll facilitate the folk arts. But that's one more reason for somebody to want to come to the folk school, learn how to, and you can go home with an actual craft that you've made. You can hang it on your wall or put it on your house, put it on your bed. What, you know, if you got a quilt, you can put it on your bed, and it's, you've got it for life. Your children will have it.
Talk that's going around. that somehow seems strange. But darling, I'd never throw you down. Well, I'll go down by the river.
As Laura Walker sees it, the Chattanooga Folk School could ultimately become a center for Appalachian folk arts here in Chattanooga, much like the long-established John C. Campbell Folk School up in Brasstown in North Carolina. So that's a model for you.
Absolutely, a wonderful model. I've been very fortunate in that with my music, I've gotten to play at the folk school at John C. Campbell many, many times. Was there in late April. That's just a marvelous organization. Always happy to have been able to be included in their curriculum. But I'm really excited to hoping that maybe there's something we can do with John C. Campbell. Maybe the folk school. I don't know. That's, like I said, those are avenues that we've yet to explore, but they're definite possibilities.
Well, it's so nice to be at the beginning of something, isn't it?
It is.
You can do almost anything.
It's exciting.
Just let your imagination go and see what you can come up with.
That is so true. It's really, in fact, sometimes I have to put reins on myself because sometimes you can put wild thoughts together. Big crazy schemes.
But who knows, you know?
Well, sometimes
you try it, right?
That's right. Sometimes you got to stick your neck out.
And of course, everybody knows you're a beautiful singer. Do you plan to give lessons yourself?
I do. In fact, we are just now publishing our summer curriculum. We're a little late. That's probably my fault because I didn't get on board until, I'm going to say, the middle of May, even though technically I was on it earlier than that. I didn't really know what I was doing until then. So it's taken me till now to get everything gathered up and moving. But we're going to have a short summer semester, and we're going to only offer 6 weeks in the summer semester because we got a late start. But one of the classes that we're going to offer is I'm doing a vocal class, and it's just a nonspecific, just let's sing. I can't tell you how many people have just expressed a desire. I just want to sing. I just want to come sing with you. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to come sing.
And just have some fun.
We're just going to sing. We're going to have fun, and we're going to sing. I mean, music makes everybody's life better.
Well, it seems to me that was the impetus behind the school in the first place, was just to bring everybody together, and it wasn't so much skill-oriented as, do you want to get your feet wet? Do you want to try this?
Right.
Come and sit with a bunch of other people. They're all going to be learning like you. Maybe some people are further ahead than you are, but don't worry about that. You pick it up almost by osmosis, which is how musicians learn anyway, right? You learn from each other.
Yes, exactly. You can learn something from everybody. Now, we do offer the individual structured lesson, and then we have our group lessons that we offer 2 or 3 times a year in semesters. And, you know, you can take specific instruction, but a whole nother issue to learning to play music is playing with others. Because you can practice by yourself or just you and your teacher and play like that for a long time. But then when you take that and put it into a picking session, everything's changed. And there's like unspoken rules. You know, if you're a beginner, you're kind of on the outside of the circle. And as you improve and progress and learn, you move closer and closer to the leaders in the inside of the circle. And we do provide jams for our students so they can learn group picking etiquette and skills. That's what it is. And that is a whole nother aspect to learning to play music. It's putting it with somebody else.
So what was your experience like coming? First of all, you're a female. Does that make any difference?
When I started playing music, there was not a lot of women.
That's my impression.
I mean, just not a lot.
Right.
Now, there was a lot of women playing in the campground bands, but as far as on the stage and everything, there was just not a lot of women out there. There was just a handful. I, my personal self, have had a marvelous experience. I mean, I really have. Everybody's just always been very welcoming, and, you know, I've had a lot of mentors and a lot of good teachers. So, and like I said, I can learn something from anybody. Somebody's got something to teach me.
So you were pretty young when you got started, I guess, huh?
I was in my early 20s.
And you started out as a singer?
Yes. And I was teaching myself to play the guitar, and I got a bass fiddle for my birthday, and that's what I started playing, was bass fiddle. Like I said, I've always had a warm reception. But, you know, I know that it has been difficult. We can thank Alison Krauss is who we can thank because she busted acoustic music wide open for women. I mean, there's a lot of people in front of her, women in front of her, Lynn Morris, Emmylou Harris, Hazel Dickens, you know, a lot of great people out there that were pioneers for women in the music industry, especially the acoustic music industry. But we got to thank Alison Krauss because she busted the top off of it. And, you know, everybody wanted to be like her.
And I know you'll be my downfall. I'm not sorry we met, and I'll never forget, 'cause I gave you my heart, soul, and all.
So the folk school is going to be a lot of different things. It'll be an opportunity for people to take private lessons, to play in those picking circles, to learn other folk arts.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also talking about staging concerts.
That would be wonderful. In a perfect world, we'd be able to have a small venue, indoor performance area. For our benefit as much as anything, those students, if they go, I think performance is an important part of your lessons. You know, when you learn so much, then you should have a recital. I hate to use that word, but that's really what it is. You're showing people what you've accomplished with the studies that you've been. And I think that's part of it. And we can host our own events. But then when we're not having an event and somebody else has got one they need to host, that's something that's another offering the folk school can have for Chattanooga, is a place for you to have your event.
Your game plan, I guess, is by the fall to be in a new location. You hope that's going to happen, I guess, right? You don't really know, do you?
That's what we're working. I'm looking every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And making phone calls. And, you know, I have found that you just can't troll up and down the road looking at commercial property. There's lots of places that aren't.
Not immediately evident, huh?
Yes, yeah. You have to scour.
Right.
Yeah, you have to kind of dig and see them. You have to get a realtor involved. That's what I'm doing now. So, you know, hey, if you got a place out there, call me up.
You can find out more about the Chattanooga Folk School on their website, chattanoogafolk.com. You can also reach Laura Walker there if you'd like to talk to her about a building. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.